It is better to be satisfied with what you have than to always wanting something else. This is our text from Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 9. But more importantly, we should not covet, as the commandments we'll work on this evening. Do you realize the first step in obeying the 9th and the 10th commandments is simply to stop comparing yourself to others? Unfortunately, that's America's favorite pastime. We do it all the time. You walk into somebody's house, what's the first thing you do? Wow, I love their flooring. Ooh, those drapes are hideous. Is that a 55-inch flat-screen plasma television on the wall? I wished I had one of those. You see someone walking down the street and you think to yourself, wow, I love the way she has her hair fixed, right, ladies? Beautiful haircut, looks good on her. Gosh, my hair doesn't look so good today. I probably should have washed it a week ago. Or gentlemen, perhaps you see someone and you think to yourself, is that the iPhone 11 with the three screens? Oh, or is that just an iPhone 10? But I sure wished I had one. We really need to stop comparing ourselves to other people because it keeps on frustrating us. We simply have to stop. If you're going to learn to be content, the first thing you need to do is stop comparing yourselves to everyone else. When we covet, when we simply desire something that belongs to someone else, basically what we're telling God is that the blessings you have given us, they're not all that much of a blessing. It really isn't all that cool, Lord. You can give us something better, something more, kind of like they have, if you will. There's a Roman poet, his name is Ovid, O-V-I-D, who said this, "We are ever striving after what is forbidden and coveting what is denied us." So in other words, it doesn't matter if we get what we want, we'll always want something more. We also must learn to admire without acquiring something. Get that? We admire something without acquiring it. For example, Thomas, if I could get those sunglasses from you that I can see all these awesome colors, I would really like that. But chances are, if I was colorblind, I would just say, Thomas, can I see them just for a minute? Because I want to see what colors look like too. It'd be kind of cool. I don't have to take them from you, but I can surely enjoy them for a moment. That is, if you let me. But one of the greatest principles of America's don't understand is the fact that you don't have to own it to enjoy it. Now, although you haven't any of you bought a mountain cabin lately, but if you like going to the cabin or mountains to the cabins for vacation, you don't have to buy the cabin. You can rent it once a year, or perhaps even borrow it from somebody else. But the point being is ownership isn't the only way to enjoy things that we might not be able to afford or that we don't have. It's not just a good idea to stop comparing. It's also commanded in the Bible. The Bible tells us you shall not covet, and there's an ellipsis, anything that belongs to your neighbor. But what exactly is coveting? Coveting means we have an uncontrolled desire to acquire. Get that? It even rhymes. We have a desire to acquire, but it's uncontrolled. In other words, I can't help myself. I have to have it. It's such an important sin to avoid that it's included in the Ten Commandments. Now, the word for covet in Greek means to, get this, to grab or to grasp so tightly that your hands are tight, you can't even let it go. Like my hand's stuck? Kinda. Your hand is grasped so tightly that you can't even let it go. If God ever gives you something and He tells you to give it away and you can't do it, or you won't do it, that thing owns you. I don't remember, it's a sermon illustration from quite a while ago, but I remember there's a certain monkey that lives in the jungle. And they're very elusive, they're really hard to catch, until they figured out that they could catch them by having a gourd hang in the tree that's tied off so the gourd, they can't take the gourd away, and cutting a hole about that big in the side of it. Just big enough that the monkey can slide his hand through, grab the seeds, but guess what? I can't pull it back out. And the monkey's not going to let go of the seeds, and so he hangs on there, in spite of the fact all he has to do is let go. My hand comes straight out. That's what coveting looks like in the world today. When I'm so attached to something, when I'm so focused on something, I lose track of everything else. Now, God does not say that you should never have a desire for something. That's Buddhism. That isn't Christianity. Desires are not wrong. In fact, our desires come from God. But when our desires become uncontrolled, there the problem begins, known as coveting. When you desire something that is not yours, it's evil. But a desire is not a negative thing in and of itself. Nothing can be accomplished unless we desire to do it. So, how many of you are A students, straight A students? All right, awesome. How do you become a straight A student? Does this happen? You can just like, hey, I got straight A's. You got to desire it. You realize it takes a little bit of work. Now, for example, how many people like playing sports? We all do, right? But how do you get good at something? I have a desire to be an All-American, but it doesn't come easy. There's a price to pay. God says there's nothing wrong with desiring something. For example, if I want to be Christ-like, I have to have the desire to be Christ-like. If I have the desire to be gracious, or if I want to be gracious, I have to have the desire to be gracious. I think I've said enough. The Apostle Paul said this, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Get this, it's only possible to be content in Christ. You get that? It's only possible to be content when you are in Christ. If Christ is dwelling in your heart through faith in Him, we can be content. Otherwise, we will always be wanting more. We can know the peace that, as I often say, transcends all understanding, that delivers us from that restless evil of being discontented, even when the blessings God has given us have been so great. How blind and foolish we are. How ignorant at times we are when we're so focused on things that we lose track of Him. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, how blind and foolish we truly are. If we ignore the riches you have given unto us and go grumbling in the dirt for something better, teach us thankfulness in Christ. In His name we pray. Amen. Amen. We pray together. Oh, we sing the hymn. I always forget the hymn.